Hebrews 2, verse number 1, it talks about what we've heard. He said, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we do what? Lest at any time we do what? We let them slip. Can spiritual things slip? Huh? How would they slip? They would slip by letting them get past us. Amen. They would slip by just not take, he said here, give the more earnest heed to the things you've heard. They can slip by slipping from our attention. They slip from our spirit. They slip from our life of faith by not just giving them attention as we should. Am I in the right room this morning? You know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter, and Paul wrote Hebrews by the Spirit, of course, but he said there in chapter number 5, he said, there are things that I want to say, they're hard to be uttered. He said, let's go over to Hebrews chapter number 5. I think it'd just be good for us not to get in such a hurry about where we were going there. Go to Hebrews chapter number 5. Maybe you're in Hebrews 2, right? Just jump over to chapter number 5. Look what it says here. Talking about, let's start in verse number 11, whom we have many things to say, hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. He said, when for the time you ought to be teachers. Do you know as time passes does not automatically equal getting a hold of spiritual truths? It doesn't equal spiritual growth just because you and I get older in the flesh. He said, when for the time you ought to be teachers, we need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. Notice that, teach again. In other words, go back over these things again. We all need things. We all need to go over things over and over again. But notice he said, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have need of, let's see here, and are being, become as such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Yeah. Notice that word become.
Yes.
You have become.
Yeah.
Become means that's not where they used to be. So they had been on the meat, but they had lost some things. They had let some things slip, and they became people who needed to hear it again.
That's right.
Yeah. In other words, that's not progression, that's regression.
Yeah.
That's letting some things slip. Are we in the right room this morning? And so we need to recognize that the Lord was talking to us about that when he said, you're behind in these things. And he's basically saying that you, as a pastor, you're going to have to teach on these things again.
Yes, yes, yes.
I have discovered, I've been around a few years, not around, I'm not old.
No, you're not.
Nope.
Thank you, I appreciate that. But I've been around long enough to watch certain things, how there's certain things that slip real easily. And the authority of the believer is one of the first things that people of faith lose every single time. I know good people preaching faith in other areas that are still praying for God to do something the devil, that the believer is supposed to do about the devil. Amen. Am I telling the truth?
Yes.
So he said, you're behind in prayer and the authority of the believer. Well, when it comes to the authority of the believer, we've been emphasizing that. And then in prayer time, we've been praying. I remember back, but this here in Hebrews, back there now in chapter 2, verse number 1, he said, give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest we let them slip. Now, the first word of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. What's the first word? I'm in the King James. Maybe another translation puts another word first. What's the King James say the first word is?
Therefore.
Therefore. Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. You don't just start a sentence by saying therefore. So you got to back up. What's he talking about? He's talking about Hebrews chapter number 1, especially there what he was saying in chapter number 1 at the end of the chapter.
Yeah.
So let's go back there, and you see the main thing he's talking about, verse 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? He didn't say that to any of them. That's what he said to Jesus.
Yes.
And if you read the first and second chapter, one of the things he's trying to say is, Jesus is not an angel. He's much better than an angel. He is God.
Yes.
He was God in the flesh.
Yes.
Angels are not God. They are not seated at the right hand of the Father. But Jesus, he said that to Jesus.
Yes.
He didn't say that to any of the angels. Sit on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. He said then about the angels, are they, the angels, not all ministering spirits,
yes,
sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
Yes.
And so he's talking about in the end of chapter number 1, verse number 13 and 14, he's talking about angels. And then he said chapter 2, therefore. Therefore, you ought to give the more earnest heed to things which you have heard, lest you let them slip. In other words, lest you let the ministry of angels slip. As well as who Jesus is. Don't misunderstand me. The angels are not God. Angels are not to be worshipped. We don't pray to angels. I mean, we pray to God. We worship God. We worship Jesus. We don't worship angels. People were tempted in the Bible to worship angels. Even John, the Apostle John himself. In the book of Revelation. After the whole book of Revelation was revealed to him, he wanted to bow down and worship the angel. And the angel said, don't do it. Don't do it. He said, worship God. Now, why would somebody be tempted to worship an angel? Because when they come, they're not little cherub babies with a bow and arrow. We got to get rid of our cultural thinking about angels. Every culture has, records in their literature or whatever, in modern day movies and stuff. They have a idea of angels. And sometimes they understand demons. I'll be honest with you, most of it is off base. Vast majority of it's off base. I've even read a lot of Christian books that are about angels that is off base. Not, when I say off base, not in line with the word. So, but culture will try to get you thinking certain ways about angels, but it'll keep them from actually working for you. Now, why do I say that? Because you'll be thinking, you know, you'll be going, you'll be zigging and they'll be zagging. You know what I'm talking about? You're just out of sync with them. The reason people were tempted to worship angels in the Bible, and it's unscriptural to do so, but the reason they were tempted is because when they come as powerful, masculine beings. They come in the glory of God. They come. That's why most of the time when they show up, the first thing the angel says is, fear not. Why would they say that? Because most people that saw them needed Huggies. If you don't know what Huggies is, ask a mom. I don't even know if they have Huggies anymore, but anyway. I mean, whoa. You know what I'm talking about? Powerful beings. And people sometimes wondered if they were going to live through it. So anyway, but when it comes to angels, we're not to let the ministry of angels slip. You remember in Mark 4:25, the Bible said, he that hath, in other words, ears to hear, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken that which he has. Something that you once had can be taken from you. Now, not from God, God won't take it, but I'm talking about the angel, the devil, he's a fallen angel. The devil will come after the word. The Bible says in Mark 4, this is the 25th verse, you just read before that, he comes for the word's sake. Satan comes. He's always wanting to steal the word from people. He does that a lot of different ways. But when you have, what you have, if you give enough earnest heed to it, it will not depart. You'll be able to hold fast to it. Remember Joshua 1:8? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. In other words, Proverbs 4 says, Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my word, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. If you will not let them depart from your eyes, not let the words of God depart from your eyes, and meditate on them, and don't let them depart from your mouth, they won't slip. And Satan won't be able to take it from you. What you had yesterday has to be rehad today. Amen. And so we've got to give the more earnest heed. And praise the Lord. That's something the Lord dealt with me about. He said there's some things that basically, he said, you're behind on. Aren't you glad? You ever gotten behind on your bills? Aren't you glad that behind is not a permanent state? These things are always fluid. If you get a little behind in the revelation or in the mix of your faith with the word in a particular area, you can, and it starts affecting you adversely, you can catch up. Just like you can catch up financially. You can catch up with the word of God. So when he said behind in the ministry, I mean in the authority of the believer and in prayer, we've been focusing on prayer in the prayer times and been focusing on authority here at the church. And it's not like the same thing every Sunday. You've noticed that when it comes to authority? I mean, we talked about overcoming unforgiveness and the authority over the flesh. And we talked about, man, if you didn't get to serve, if you weren't here on Wednesday night, that has been ringing in me ever since I preached that. That just precious to me. What's on deposit in the name of Jesus? Woo! All authority is in the name of Jesus. But anyway, let's look some more. because we maybe don't understand it that much in the body of Christ, certain circles anyway, but when it comes to authority, there's authority over the enemy, there's authority at the throne of grace to make our petition. Not over God, but with Him. He's given us a standing, a place to a place that we are authorized to make a request.
That's right.
Yes, we are.
That's right.
And to receive.
Yes, we are.
But there's a whole realm of authority that's been standing before me for a couple of weeks now. And that is this area of angels. I get in my prayer time, and as soon as I get quiet, the Lord gets me back on angels.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Now, that's not out of bounds, because I'm not living there all the time. But we do need to... This is one area that has escaped most believers. Amen. And because it had the revelation of this is in its infancy in the body of Christ, I believe, most of the body of Christ, this truth, what angels are endeavoring to do, they long to be a part of our lives and to assist us. They have been charged to do so. They've been charged. We'll look at that. But back there in Psalm 103, look with me, Psalm 103, where we're going to go. Chapter 103, verses 1 through 3, and then we're going to jump down to the end of the chapter. Y'all glad you came this morning?
Yes.
We've had many testimonies. I would love, if I get to it, I'd love to share a bunch of stories from our lives.
Amen.
Some of the things that have happened.
Amen.
That they're either, well, sometimes there's no wondering if it was an angel. Sometimes we saw the angel.
Yeah.
But some things you just know, something was not natural about what happened right there.
Right.
Anybody here ever been in a situation where something almost happened and then it didn't?
Yes.
It just something happened and it didn't happen. A lot of times those situations, I'm talking about things like accidents and things. A lot of times those situations were the ministry of an angel. Well, we don't know. We didn't see it. Well, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith believes what the Word says, even when you didn't see with your eyes. You saw the deliverance, but you didn't know how it happened. Well, just a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences. Maybe very rarely, but not very often. Amen. Okay, Psalm 103. Did you find that? Let's look at verses 1 through 3. We'll go down in later to some others. But he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His what?"
Benefits.
Do you know your salvation came with a benefit package?
Amen.
You didn't just get a ticket to heaven.
That's right.
And nothing else. You got a package of benefits. Forget not all His benefits. There are many benefits. Who forgiveth all that? He begins to name a few of them. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities?
Yes.
Who heals all thy diseases?
Yes.
A lot of churches preach the first part of verse 3, but not the second part of verse 3.
Yeah.
Healing's one of your benefits.
Amen.
Who healeth some of thy diseases?
All
thy diseases. You remember Deuteronomy 8? This is the curse of the law. All these things, sickness will come on you. And he then mentions all a bunch of sickness. He mentions sickness after sickness. And then just to make sure we understand, he said, and then also every sickness and every disease which is not mentioned in the book of this law.
That's right. Amen.
That's all.
That's right.
That's all.
Yes.
Okay, so he healed all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Oh. That means deliverance from accidents,
yes.
Tornadoes,
yes.
Hailstorms.
Yes.
You know, you go to hell for lying. But last night I was studying up in the above the garage. It sounds like it's a hole in the wall, but it's a little room up there. And I'm just feeding on the Word. And I mean, you know, it was raining and stuff last night, and hail started hitting our roof. And it sounded like it was coming like with a vengeance. And I had just been laying there meditating on angels. I won't go into it. But I just, on the inside, I just rose up and I spoke it out of my mouth. I said, "No, you don't, in the name of Jesus." And I said, "Angels, get this stuff out of here."
Amen.
Before God. Before God. That quick.
Amen.
It stopped. That quick. That quick. If it wasn't that quick, it was that quick. It just, boom, it just stopped.
Yeah.
Just stopped.
Yeah.
Coincidence.
No.
Well, you can live with coincidence. I'm going to work with angels.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Redeemeth thy life from destruction. I'm a tither. I'm a giver.
Amen.
And the devourer is rebuked at my rebuke.
That's right.
I got the authority to do that. Yes. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He goes on and on, satisfies thy mouth with good things. Now, he goes on and on, but go down to verse number 20 and 21. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all ye his hosts. Yeah. That's angels. Yeah. Ye ministers of his. Remember he said in Hebrews, did we read Hebrews 1:14? They are ministering spirits.
Yeah. That's right.
They have a ministry.
Yes.
I don't mean like the fivefold ministry, you know, that we have, but I'm talking about they have an assignment. There's something they're supposed to do. Yes. Ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Oh, my, my, my. So what I wanted you to see was this, he mentions out, about talking about all the benefits. He starts out in verse 1, bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits. Angels is one of the benefits of you. That's one of the things that goes along with your salvation package.
Yes. Amen.
Are you out there?
Yes.
Angels are part of the benefit package.
Yes, that's so good.
As an heir of salvation.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Here's what he's saying. Don't forget about the ministry of angels.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Don't forget about the ministry of angels.
Right.
Hebrews 1:14, we just read. They are all ministering spirits, sent to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation.
Yes.
Now, go to Hebrews 2:3. You're there. I don't know if you're there or not, but we just read there, you know, verse number 1 of chapter 2, Hebrews 2:1. He said, we ought to give more earnest heed to these things, lest we let them slip.
Yes.
Then he goes on here in Hebrews, and he says, let me get over there myself. Hebrews 2, verse number 1, and then verse 2. Let's start verse 2. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Now, stop right there. That's not very clear in that verse, but if you read about it in the book of Acts, and even in the Old Testament, you can see it. He's talking about the law was given to Moses through an angel. That's what he's talking about, the Old Testament law. Everybody that disobeyed that received a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, the salvation that we have in Christ? Amen. The salvation through the blood of Jesus. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Now, when he says don't neglect your salvation, you could say through unbelief or through letting the ministry of all the benefits or the knowledge of all the benefits slipping. What has slipped is not working for us.
That's true.
Yeah.
So true.
Right.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
So he said in verse 3, because notice he said, the angels in verse 14 of chapter 1, I got to make sure you get this. The angels are ministering spirits. King James says, ministering for those. King James says, that shall be heirs of salvation. We are the heirs of salvation. There's a little note there you might want to make. He's actually implying there, at least, if not actually saying it, that even people that God knows are going to eventually respond to him, angels will protect them.
Yes.
They shall be.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, everybody, the ability to be saved, everybody has the ability to be saved. Not everybody's going to respond.
That's right.
God doesn't control that.
Come on.
God doesn't say, well, you're going to be saved and you're not. But he knows who will and won't.
Yeah.
And there must be some that he knows are going to get there eventually because he cannot deny grandma's prayers. And because of grandma's prayers, they're going to be an heir of salvation.
Yeah.
They have actually already inherited, but they haven't received it. And so he'll send angels and protect them until they get there. If he'll do that for them, how much more will he do it for us? Just a little side note there. But he said these angels are ministering to those who are heirs of salvation. In other words, those that have inherited the new birth through the blood of Jesus Christ and all the benefits.
Yes, all the benefits.
Including their ministry.
Yes.
Amen.
Did you get that?
Yes.
Including the ministry of angels.
Yes.
That's one of the benefits.
Yes.
Did you get that?
Yes.
And he says in verse 3, there's some things you and I will not escape if we neglect this great salvation. including every benefit of salvation. You might not escape cancer without knowing about the benefit of healing.
Right. Come on. Yes, sir. Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? You might be broke financially without receiving the benefit of financial prosperity. You might have a squirrely mind because you don't have the, you don't receive the benefit of a renewed mind.
Yeah.
And on and on. There's many, 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 many benefits. Hallelujah. Including the ministry of angels. And he's saying if we neglect all of this or any of this, whatever part we neglect, that's going to be an area there's going to be some things we don't escape.
All right.
Do you see that? Can you remember stories in the Old Testament that people escaped death or certain defeat or something? But if they had not had the intervention of the ministry of angels?
Yeah.
Think about Daniel in the lion's den. Why'd he get out of that? Somebody said God delivered him. No, more specifically now. Get specific. How to do it? The Lord, he said, whenever the king came the next morning, Daniel said, "Oh, king, live forever. Daniel, are you," I'm paraphrasing, "are you alive?" "Yeah, the Lord sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth." He escaped certain death because he didn't neglect the ministry of angels. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. An angel showed up in that fire. You see, some miracles are the result of the ministry of angels. Shadrach, the fire not hurting a person, that's a miracle.
Yes, sir.
But it wasn't just God did it, there was an angel in there. Daniel, it wasn't just God did it, it was an angel that was involved. How about Peter getting out of prison? Angel slapped him. Wake up, put on your clothes, chains fell off. That's supernatural. Supernaturally, the door opened. That's supernatural. Then he got out to the gate of the city and it supernaturally opened. Those are miracles.
Yes.
At the hand of an angel.
Yes. Yes.
Now, Jesus is the miracle worker, but he has assistance.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Without him, we have none of these things. Without the blood, none of these things are available to us. But because of the blood, because of salvation, we have the benefit of the ministry of angels.
Amen.
There are many things Debbie and I are walking in today because of angelic assistance. They are sent. King James says in the 14th verse there, Hebrews 1, he says, King James says, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent for to minister for those," not just to, they do minister to us, but they minister for us who are heirs of salvation. Yep. Ministering to us could imply we had nothing to do with it.
Right.
We didn't initiate it.
Yeah.
Ministering for us implies we initiated.
That's right. That makes sense. Yeah.
We told us.
Yep. It'd be like me saying to somebody, "Hey, could you run to the grocery store and get me a, you know, loaf of bread or something?" They did it for me. Why? Because I charged them with that. I charged them with it. That's different than doing it to me. Can you see that? Anyway, but that's the King James. The Amplified says they are sent in the service of God for, this is the for Hebrews 1:14, sent in the service of God for the assistance. The assistance of those who shall be, or however it says there, heirs of salvation. Sent, and I like that word, that they assist us. That just helps me a whole lot. Do you know that many things that I'll get into that later. Now, let's go to Hebrews chapter number 12. We'll get to more of that in Hebrews 1 and 2 in a minute, but Hebrews 12, 18 through 14. He's talking about the children of Israel coming to the mountain there where the law was given and how the glory came down and so forth and so on. But then he mentions, what verse did I say we're going to start in? 18? Ye are, verse 18, "For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched," in other words, one in the natural, "that burned with fire," talking about how Moses went up on the mountain, remember the glory came down, "nor with blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of the words which voice they heard, they that heard it entreated that the word should not be spoken unto them." Remember, they were afraid because God was talking off the top of the mountain. "And so for they, verse number 20, they could not endure that which is was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake." We all know that story. Verse 22, "But ye are come unto Mount Zion." Now, he's talking about the heavenly Jerusalem here. He said, the city of the living God. The heavenly Jerusalem. And notice, to an innumerable company of angels. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn. That's us. That's all the body of Christ that are written in heaven. And to God, the judge of all. And to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and so forth, and the blood, so forth. Yes. So he said, that's what you've come to.
That's yes. Right.
Yeah. Notice he included in there an innumerable company of angels.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We all know something about God.
Uh-huh.
We know something about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
We know something about the blood.
Yeah.
We know something about the Holy Ghost. He said, we came to all these things.
Yeah.
We know something about the church.
Yep.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Do we know anything about the ministry of angels?
Come on.
That knowledge is very low compared to the knowledge of other things sometimes.
Yeah.
So really the writer of Hebrews here, by the Spirit of God, of course, is telling us that we're surrounded with an innumerable, think about that, innumerable company of celestial beings.
Yes.
Amen.
What are they there for? Just to watch and take notes?
No.
Oh, today he disobeyed. I got to send a report back to heaven. That's not what he's not there to take notes. They have an assignment.
Yeah.
Hebrews 1:14. They're sent in the Amplified for the assistance.
Yes.
They're not just the cloud of witnesses. They're not just there to, you know, the Bible says over, and we're going to get to this verse, that Jesus... It describes Jesus, and it says, in the earth, he was seen of angels. That doesn't mean they just watched him. And we're going to look at that in a few minutes. They saw after him. They were caring for him. We're going to look at it in a few minutes. Hallelujah. Now, this has to be a part of our faith in these days, because how many of you know in the last days, perilous times shall come? We're entering into this, some of those times. I mean, the world's right now wondering, is the world going to go back into war? I mean, what are we supposed to do in times like that? Well, first of all, he said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, notice what he didn't say, freak out because you're getting ready to die. When you see these things begin to come to pass, freak out, you're going to die. We're all going to die. We're going to die. No, he said, look up. Look up. Your redemption draws nigh. He said, you read the whole account in Luke 21 especially, talks a lot about it. Don't let your heart be troubled. Looking at these things, your heart will be afraid. But look to the unseen. Look what's standing right beside you on your left and on your right. Guardian angels. Praise God. We're living in this perilous times right now. And I'm talking about perilous both in the natural and in the spirit. In the spirit realm, there's great wrath against the church right now. Bible says in the last times he's going to go about with great wrath. He knows his time is short. Satan is stirred up. He is looking over the precipice of the bottomless pit. And he don't like what he's seeing. He's stirred up. So it's dangerous both in the natural and in the spirit. But for those who are living in the spirit, they have this ministry of angels. They have an increased ministry of angels. If you'll be more and more conscious of what's yours in the spirit realm right now, you will become bulletproof. You'll be what the Lord said to us one time about an untouchable one. Untouchable. The angels, and we're going to see this in a minute, they could not, I mean, they cared for Jesus, and the devil could not touch him. No, Pastor, they crucified him, only because he laid his life down. He said, when Pilate said, I could take you to the cross, he said, don't you know right now I could call 12 legions of angels and get me out of this mess? You don't know how many that is, do you? Depending on when it was in history, a legion was the largest troop in the Roman military. That was the large, you know, they smaller and smaller groups, but the legion was a bigger group. Depending on when it was in history, between 3,000 and 6,000 soldiers. And I think at the time of Jesus, it was around 6,000 soldiers, because that's probably what he meant. So let's take 6,000 times 12. That's 72. I mean, 72,000. 72,000 angels. Well, remember, the Bible said they're innumerable. So that's not many. And let's think about it. In the Old Testament, it's recorded in Isaiah. One night, one angel went out and slew 185,000 Assyrians.
One angel.
One angel. So you do the math. 72,000 times 185,000. That's about 13, if I remember right, 13 billion.
Wow.
That's getting close to, not quite, but twice the number of people on the planet. But Jesus didn't say he could call 12 legion. He said, I could call more than 12 legion. You read the account. He said, I could call more than 12 legion.
True story.
Come on.
And what are you afraid of?
Right?
Now notice, they were not waiting on God to send them. They're waiting on Jesus to charge them. Somebody said, yeah, but he was the Son of God. Wait a minute. Think about it. Wait. We know he was the Son of God. No dispute there. But was he doing that because he was the Son of God? Obviously not, because it was not the will of God. I mean, I know he didn't do it anyway. But he said he could have.
Right.
He could have.
Yeah.
He would have done that not as God, because God never sins. If he'd have done it, he'd have done it as a man. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
He would have done it as a man. He was on the earth ministering as a man anointed by the Holy Ghost. He was showing us how we're to operate. Now, we'll get to more of that. There's more of that to come. Hallelujah. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those? How many of you know they would have done some things for him if he'd have called them? While he stood back and watched. Pity the fool. Listen, God, we're not into people dying.
No, we're not.
But just know, if somebody insists
on
opposing the people of God, it's not going to be us that God sides against. So you choose. Dr. Jacob said a man, one of his neighbors, I guess, I don't know much about the story, but one of his neighbors one day got real mad at him, got right in his face and said, I ought to hit you right in the nose. And he said, he checked his spirit, Lord, am I going to get hit? And the Lord said, no, there's angels here restraining him. And he never hit him. But the man went his way and got cancer on his nose. The very thing he cursed. Bam. Touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Anyway. So I'm having a good morning this morning. Are you? So we're living in these perilous times. But we're also living in more and more revelation of how to get these angels to work for us. These are a benefit of salvation. Woo. Hallelujah. These beings are part of God's plan for your life.
Yes.
We've had a number of, I was looking through, the Lord told me to start meditating on these again and go through the things I've said to you about angels working with you. And I have been very diligent over the last week, especially meditating on these things and remembering what he said and just putting them all on one list. Because, you know, I think it might be one over here, but I pulled them into it. And I know right now of about 8 categories that the Lord spoke to me about where the angels will assist us. I can't get to it all this morning. But one of the things, and this is just one I thought of just here a second ago, was in the daycare. We could have Katie or Kimberly come up here and tell testimonies of children being protected by the ministry. There's a whole lot of angelic activity around children. Yeah. Praise the Lord. But anyway, that's all free. These beings are supposed to be a part of our life. They're part of God's plan for our lives. They long to be a part of our lives. They long to assist us. We need to learn to receive that, don't we? So let's go over to this area. This ministry of angels is another aspect of the flow of the Spirit. We talk about wanting the move of the Spirit. in the Bible, part of that was this realm of the Spirit called the angelic realm.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
We need to get a hold of this part of the realm of the Spirit. What I mean by that is through revelation knowledge.
Yes.
And not let this slip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like the working of miracles, just like tongues, interpretation, prophecy, yeah, revelation gifts, so forth and so on, gifts of healings. These things, this celestial part of the realm of the Spirit longs to cooperate with us, this realm.
Yes, that's right.
With us in this realm. Amen?
Amen?
And so it's to be attended to with our faith.
Yes.
We're to reach for the ministry of angels. Now, people hear that and they think, okay, then I'm going to believe God to see one. You have no scriptural basis to believe God to see one.
That's right.
To get all the benefits of the angelic realm, you don't have to ever see one, ever.
Amen.
Just use your faith. They are spirit beings. They are in the unseen realm. And as such, unless you have discerning of spirits or one manifests in the form of the flesh, like a man, you won't see them. But that doesn't mean, not seeing them doesn't equal them not doing anything. Amen. And so the church needs to get the knowledge of these things. Because you can't use your faith in an area you don't have knowledge of. There was a day I never knew the baptism of the Holy Ghost was mine. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. But when I got that knowledge, I could use my faith. And I was in it within, what was it, a day or so? I think less than that. Well, I knew a little bit before that some other people were getting filled. But as soon as I used my faith, boom, I got into it. But I didn't have any knowledge before that, so I couldn't use my faith. Same thing true with angels.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. We need to attend to this with our faith.
That's right.
This is the reason sometimes they're not functioning like they should. We need to get knowledge. And I think some of the reasons, some of the situations that we've failed to receive in is because we've failed to cooperate fully with the spirit realm.
All right.
And that includes the ministry of angels. Now, Brother Hagin said one night, he was having some financial issues, and he said one night he was awakened, he was aware somebody came in, he lived in a little travel trailer, he was traveling at the time with his wife, and he said he was aware that an angel came, well, he didn't know it was an angel at the time, but he said he was aware somebody, he was awakened in the middle of the night, aware somebody came into his little travel trailer. And he said he got up, he would make sure his wife, he thought his wife had gotten up or something, she's still sleeping. And he said, I was awakened, fully aware that somebody came in, and I realized, he said, I even went like this. He said, I know you're there. And he said, he was aware that he realized it was an angel, that the angel turned around, walked back out of his travel trailer. And he was praying and said, Lord, what was that all about? He said, I sent an angel to assist you with your finances. But he said, you responded in the natural rather than in the spirit. So he struggled for another number of months. Are you with me? Some of the reason we've not been having some of the victories that we should be having is because we're so focused on one way God's got to do it. When God wants us to cooperate with the whole realm of the Spirit. The whole realm of the Spirit. We don't have scriptures to say, I'm going to believe God to see an angel to give me a message from and a revelation from the throne of God. You start doing things like that, devils will impersonate angels. The Bible says Satan appears as an angel of light. He'll come and impersonate. He'll accommodate that to deceive you. But that doesn't mean that in the Bible, angels didn't come and give people messages. They never believed for it. They never said, Lord, I want an angel to come and give me a message. Give me a revelation, a word of knowledge. Remember, but Paul on the ship, remember? He's praying, and the angel, he's got up later, he said, the angel of the Lord stood by me this night, whose I am and whom I serve, and here's the message he gave me. He said, don't be afraid. God's given you all, then the ship will be lost, but God's given you all these men. You'll be cast upon a certain island, and everybody will live. That's a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom. Given through an angel. Can God do that?
Yes.
Do you have the right to pray God will do that way? You don't have the right to pray God will do it through an angel. You don't have the right to pray God will show you an angel. If it happens, as we all yield to the Spirit, if it happens and it's genuinely of God and it's in line with the Word, fine. God does things the way he wants to do them. But right on the other hand, if we are just so rigid and we think it has to be a certain way and God tries to move this way, we're going to miss something because we're not responding to the whole realm of the Spirit. When I say the whole realm of God, not the devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. So there's right knowledge we've got to get, because our culture is full of wrong knowledge concerning angels. And many things unscriptural. To be honest with you, in our movies today, there's much about the supernatural and the paranormal. And people say some of this is angels. Most of it, probably if not all of it, is demons, not angels. They don't know the difference because they've not been born again and receive the Holy Ghost that bears witness with their spirits. But you get born again, you start getting your mind renewed. There's things in the movies and all that's going on. You'll go, no. I know it's portraying the supernatural, and I'm believing God for a greater move of the Spirit and the supernatural, but not this realm. This is not angelic. This is demonic. And even some Christians fall into it because they've not developed the witness of the Spirit that lets them know whether it's God or it's not God. But even if we have been taught and been taught correctly, we've got to not let these things slip.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Really, you know, we're contending. Here's something the Lord showed me. I just was blessed whenever he revealed it to me. He said, really, when it comes to receiving the angelic assistance and ministry of angels, he said, that's part of what you're believing for when you're believing for fullness. You can't have fullness without all the whole realm of the spirit realm being received. Now, that doesn't mean there's not going to be Satan trying to get in on this and trying to get it off. Say any move of God, Satan tries to get in it and move it off. But if we follow the inner witness, we'll know what's right and what's wrong. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There's going to be greater and greater things happening the closer we get to Jesus' return. There's going to be some miraculous things, some marvelous things. The book of Acts will be small compared to what's in these last days. Somebody said, well, there's not much about angels in the book of Acts. You need to go home and read it this afternoon. You could just save a lot of time, and you could just get one of your Bible programs, key in one of those search programs, key in the word angel, and just look in the book of Acts. It's over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Absolutely. Ooh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I say glory be to God. Now let's go more back to this charge that they have to keep. Go back to Psalm 91. We talked about this innumerable company of angels we've come to. What are they doing? Just twiddling their thumbs and watching while we have church, go about our lives? Huh? While we sit down to eat? What have notice he said, you have come. What have we been brought through salvation? What have we been brought to all these angels, being surrounded by these celestial beings? What have we been brought to them for? To socialize with them? Maybe they're supposed to entertain us. Oh, we're supposed to have tea and cookies with them. No, they are all. They're serious beings. That sounds funny, but they're serious beings. They're not socializing. They're on a charge. Now look here what Psalm 91 says. Hallelujah. They are charged with something. Psalm 91, verses 10 through 12. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Here's why. He shall give his angels charge over thee.
That's right.
He's charged them. He's gave his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands. We've had that happen in the daycare. A child, we were sure, ran over there. We thought for sure something's broken, you know. And he's standing there. It was in that little, backup, that ramp. What's that thing called? Where back trucks up. Loading dock. He ran over. He ran away from the people that were caring for him, and he ran over there real quick, and he dove over the edge of that, and everybody's he's over there, and he's standing on his feet laughing. He thought it was funny. That's
an angel.
He jumped, and an angel went, okay, let's flip him this way and sit him down. That was fun. But the angel was on assignment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Praise God. Yeah. Keep thee in all thy ways. Look at that. Lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Lest you scuff your shoe. That's amazing care, that even stumping your toe is a part of their care.
Yes. Amen.
Wow. Wow. Look at the Amplified. For he will give his angels a special charge over you. Look at this. There's three things you need to catch here. To accompany and defend and preserve.
Hallelujah.
Look at that word, accompany. Say it out loud, accompany. Now, look at the verse number. We're going to look at that in a minute. Verse 16 down there, the same chapter 91. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Hallelujah.
The ministry of angels is the key to long life.
Yes.
Not the only thing, of course. If you disobey the plan of God, that can cut your life short. But we can't let out, don't neglect, through unbelief, the ministry of angels, because it's a key to long life. Actually, Jacob said that in Genesis 48:15. Jacob said, in 48:15, he said, talked about how God cared for him and fed him his whole life long. And then verse 16, and the angel which redeemed, that means delivered me from all evil, blessed the lads. He's laying hands on his grandkids there. And he said, not only did God care for me and feed me my whole life, the angels protected me, and that's why I lived long.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that good? Psalm 34:7, the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivereth them. So that's part of their ministry, is to deliver us from harmful, danger situations, accidents, mean people, violence, riots, wars.
Yes.
All of it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They're really your spiritual secret service. You are somebody in the kingdom of God. Amen. The Bible says, what is that? 1 Peter, it says, the angels desire to look into, we would paraphrase, say, this great salvation we have. Because how many of you know some of their ranks fell? Satan and those are fallen angels. God didn't create Satan. Evil was not a part of creation.
Right.
Satan fell.
Yeah.
And the angels that fell were not redeemed.
No. Right.
Man that fell was redeemed.
Yes. Praise God.
Now, I don't know if I know everything, because in this area, I'm sure I don't. But there's a possibility that one of the reasons God did not redeem angels, but he did redeem us, is because we sinned because we were tempted. Satan sinned without any temptation. He sinned willfully. Just a thought. Just a thought. But your spiritual secret service will make you bulletproof. Now go back there. Go back there to verse number. This is Psalm 91, verse 12 in the Amplified. It says, he'll give his angels a special charge over thee. Maybe this isn't verse 12. Whichever verse it is. To accompany, defend, and preserve you. Look at that word, accompany. They are with you. They are not standing up in heaven watching you. They are with you. There are angels that live down here on this earth. There are angels that live in heaven. We know there are angels that live in heaven. The Bible talks about many of them in heaven. There's about, of all the references to angels in the New, in the Bible, the whole Bible, about a third of the references to them are referencing angels down here. Does that mean that two-thirds live there, one-third here? I don't know. I don't know enough about that. But I just know there's some of them down here. And they can go up and forth. Don't misunderstand me. They can go back and forth. But some of them, they just stay down here. Now, what are they here to do? To accompany you. Why? Just to look at you because you're so good looking? No, to accompany you. Notice what it says here. Some of you said, amen. Praise the Lord. Defend and preserve you.
Yes.
They're there.
Yes.
See, the Secret Service, Dr. Jacobs made this statement so good. He said, the Secret Service goes with the president. Yes. If the president is coming to Cedar Rapids and the Secret Service stays in Washington, D.C., they can't protect him from Washington, D.C.
No.
Well, God's everywhere. Yeah, but angels are not. Angels are not omnipresent. They are not omniscient. That's obvious. There's some things we could show you there. But they're not omnipresent, nor are they able to be everywhere at the same time like God. But they accompany you. They're assigned to you. They've been charged to care for your life. Wow. And they accompany you. The Psalm 34:7 says, they encamp round about them that fear the Lord. Why? To deliver them. They're your spiritual secret service. They're watching you. Remember, the Bible calls them, if you look in the book of Ezekiel and Daniel, calls them watchers. Now, that doesn't mean they just observe and don't do anything. They're watching over you, like the Secret Service.
Yes.
Unless they're needed, they're just watching. But those guys, man, they're watching. I mean, they're standing there, and they're talking into their wrists and sunglasses. Don't you make a move, because they'll appear out of nowhere. You didn't even know they were there. That's like angels. You don't see them. But something happens, they need you need their service. They might not appear in the natural realm, but they're there. Spam! What do you think you're going to do to the president? That's what they get. You know? You remember, you ever seen that video when President Reagan was shot? You just think that's a bunch of people walking with him until somebody shot him. Then guns came out everywhere. That's the way the angels are. They're not seen. And maybe it doesn't seem like they're there to do anything, but as soon as something happens, like, whoa! Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, I'm just having a good service this morning. They're called watchers. They watch over your life. They keep it safe. They keep it prosperous. They deliver you and assist you. They're always looking. They're always watching. In the natural realm and in the spiritual realm. Remember I said it's dangerous not just in the natural but in the spirit? Whenever we started stepping out on the road and strong signs and wonders and revelation gifts and so forth years ago, all hell broke loose. And I asked the Lord about it. He said, you need to pull back. You're not ready for this. He said, you sense what's coming in your ministry, and you got into it ahead of my timing. He said, you're not ready for it. He said, have some people pray. In December of 2011, we were in a prayer meeting. Dr. Dufresne and Pastor Nancy had a prayer meeting in California. And Pastor, at that time, remember, how many of you remember Pastor Andy Silva? He was ministering one service. And at the end, he started ministering to some ones. And maybe he ministered to me. I don't remember. But anyway, I was standing there, and I was very aware of an angel came and stood beside me. And I said, Lord, what is this angel here for? It reminded me back whenever I was in, I don't remember the date, but Greenwich, Connecticut. I was praying in the Holy Ghost, and it was time for service, and I was trying to finish prayer before I got ready because it's getting close to service time. And I sat on the edge of the bed, I'm praying more, and my tongue changed, a different dialect. I'm speaking in a different dialect, and then my tongue changed to English again, and I started, or not again, but changed to English, and I started saying, angel, 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 angel. Now, back then, this is the first time I ever had any experience with an angel. I'd base the integrity of my entire ministry on the fact that angel came and stood right behind me. The hair in the back of my head went up. I'm getting weird now. I'm starting to talk about angels. This is weird. And I kind of shook myself and got in the flesh. I know you've never done anything like that. And I had to get ready, got dressed, and I went down to the hotel. They had a church service in the hotel ballroom. We were in the hotel. The service was in the ballroom, same hotel. And I'm walking down there. I had gotten busy and kind of got my mind on something else. But I'm walking down there, and I'm talking. I said to her, that angel's walking with me, walking with us.
Yes.
And I was praying, and I'm saying, Lord, I'm thinking about what he's going to do. I don't know how to cooperate with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I realized, I got to the service and realized, I don't even know what I'm going to preach. I was so busy praying and had this experience, I didn't even get my sermon ready. So I'm standing in the front row, they're worshiping God, and I don't know why I'm telling this story. But I'm worshiping God, and I'm just checking my heart. What do I preach on? I got some things in my heart. Just start here and let the Holy Ghost guide you. So I started there. I don't know, 15, 20 minutes into the preaching, teaching, whatever it was, words Just as, listen, listen. Some people think this is weird. That's because you don't have any experience. Don't criticize a man with experience. That words, I couldn't tell what they were until they hit my head. Came through the air out of one corner of the room. Kind of the back left, actually. It'd been more like back here. But these words came to me and hit my head. As soon as they hit my head, I knew what they were. And whenever the word would come, it was always a name of a disease. So I stopped and I said, because I knew it was a word of knowledge. Somebody there needed that healing from that disease. So I stopped and I gave that out. I said, folks, hold on a minute. Somebody here is being healed. And I gave the name. I don't remember all the names, what they were. And somebody said, that's me. And they came forward and we ministered to them. And then then another word came. And I stopped and I said, wait a minute. And I gave that out. And then another one came. Then another one came. And then the power of God fell. The Spirit of God broke out. I didn't have to. Well, that's why I didn't need a sermon. And the Holy Ghost fell. And it looked like a bomb had gone off in there. People laying out. They had chairs like this that could move. All the chairs are pushed halfway back. People are up front getting healed and getting filled. The pastors had said before that they had never had it. Greenwich, Connecticut is not the Bible Belt. It's not the buckle on the belt. It's not even on the belt. They hadn't had a move of God. People are real stoic. So he said, we've been here for a number of years. We haven't had a move of God. And they had one that night. People filled and healed. It was wonderful, wonderful. We rejoiced, went to dinner with the pastors and talked about all that. They said, we know so-and-so. We know God did this for them. They were all excited. We were rejoicing with them. Went back to the hotel, got undressed, got in bed, laid down. I said, wait a minute. I forgot about that angel. What was he there for? I forgot all about him, you know. And then I thought, wait a minute. Those words of knowledge came different. Normally they come up as a revelation out of my spirit. Just a knowing up out of here. But this time they didn't. They came from outside my being into my mind. I said, that's different. And like my lightning flash, my lightning quick mind said, that was that angel. That's what he was doing. He was giving me those words of knowledge. And he's been assigned. The Lord spoke to me. He said he was assigned to your ministry that night to assist you in the prophet's office. To bring messages and bring revelations. I said, I get it. All those years I didn't get it. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Now that doesn't happen that way every time. It happens different ways at different times. Amen. Well, my lightning quick mind said, that angel brought me words of knowledge. And then I said, wait a minute. Where's that in the Word? Because I got to have the Word. I don't think there's any place in the Bible where an angel gave somebody a word of knowledge. I need the Word. I said, Lord, you need to show me that in the Word. And I said, mouth of two or three witnesses. And he started giving me scripture after scripture after scripture. I said, Lord, forgive me. See, we think we know the Bible.
Come on.
We sometimes, until you have experience along a certain line, people think that's out of the Word. How about Paul on the ship when the angel told him they were going to land on that island, what was going to happen? All the sailors would be saved. How about Cornelius whenever he told, the angel appeared and said, now here's where Peter is. He's down in this city. Was it Joppa, I think? And he's on this street, and he's in this house. That's a word of knowledge. And he gave me a bunch more. You could go on and on. So finally I said, all right, Lord, I accept it. If it's the Word, I have to accept it. I don't know why I shared all that. Remember I said there's eight different ways that the Lord has shown me that angels are assisting us in our ministry, our lives and our ministry. That's one of them. The other one, the reason that I started talking about all that was, I said, the Lord said to me, because, 2 Timothy 3, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Perilous times. And I said, that's not only in the natural, but it's in the spirit. Moving in the spirit right now is opposed. And that's what came against me. The Lord said back there when you stepped out in some of those things, he said, that's what started coming against you. That's opposed. The devil hates men and women to move over into the Spirit because they go over there and they get people's help. And they minister by the Spirit and people get set free. and answers come. So it's opposed. And he said, so you need to back out. You're not ready for it. This is years ago. But whenever that angel came in December 2011, that's what I was saying. That angel came and stood by me. I said, what's this angel for? Now, I have it written down. I've been meditating on what God said to me about angels, and especially ones that help us. He said, this angel has come to protect you now as you move over into the Spirit, over into discerning of spirits, and operate in the Spirit in the revelation gifts.
Yes, sir.
He says, because by doors, remember, the Bible said, there are adversaries by doors.
Yes,
is that 1 Corinthians 16? Chapter number 16, verse 13 or something like that. Verse 9, thank you. But there's adversaries by doors. And what I said was, it's dangerous, not only in the natural in these days, but going into the Spirit is dangerous.
Yes.
Unless you have protection.
Yes.
Now, you see, we're talking about offices now.
Yes.
And that angel was commissioned December. This is not my guardian angel. I got him whenever I was born. Probably before I was born.
Yes.
You did too.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
This one was dispatched December of 2011. Yeah. He said, he will now assist you. And he will stand guard while you go into the Spirit.
Yeah.
He said, partly it's because of the people's prayers.
Yeah.
Yeah. This church.
Yeah.
Praying. Remember we said the Lord told me to raise up a prayer group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, my goodness, Pastor, your life is so blessed with these angels, no more than yours. No more than yours. Now, we might have different assignments, which calls for different equipment. But different is not more. Different is just different. You know, which is an apple or an orange? Which one's more? Well, it's not about more. It's about different. So you might not have the same assignment. You might not have the same responsibility, but you are not less blessed. You got protection. You got protection for your physical life while you carry out the plan of God. It's not dangerous for you if you receive the ministry of angels. But people that are doing the plan of God always encounter opposition. Whatever it is, just being faithful to do your part and be a part of the church or whatever. Being faithful to the plan of God always encounters opposition. Any believer that is doing anything for God is going to come up to impossible situations. All through the Bible. All through the Bible. People obeyed God and came up to impossible situations. And we need to bring our faith to the ministry of angels to assist us and get us through impossible situations. Peter got out of prison, which was an impossible situation in the natural, but not with the ministry of angels. With an angel, piece of cake. Piece of cake. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But if we neglect the unseen realm, let's finish up with this. If we neglect the unseen realm, which angels are a part of the unseen realm, remember they're ministering spirits? Spirits are an unseen realm. If we neglect the unseen realm, there will be things that are impossible that we will not escape.
That's right.
Amen. If we neglect the unseen realm. But if we mix our faith with what the Word says about the ministry of angels and call for their assistance and pray out things. Do you know that when Peter got out of jail and that angel was sent, do you know it was because the people were praying in Acts 12? Peter was put in prison, but the prayer was made without ceasing. And they got over into the Spirit and prayed that thing out. An angel was dispatched.
Absolutely.
The Lord reminded me of that. He said, remember when I was in Greenwich, Connecticut, why that angel was dispatched? I said, tell me. He said, you prayed it out. You prayed it out. Ooh, glory to God. I said, glory to God. See, well, that's why we're catching up in prayer. And I'm going to take a whole service. We're not even getting into the edge of how we're to release our faith. They hearken to the voice of God's word. We got to talk all about that. We haven't even got into that. But let's just not be neglectful of this unseen realm. We're going to face some impossible situations. In order to access our inheritance, we're going to face some impossible situations. But angels are sent to take you through impossible situations. Hallelujah. I think about a lady here in the church a while ago. We were down. I think Dr. Dufresne was preaching at your church, actually. And We were coming back. It was a bad rainstorm that night. And we had to drive slow and stuff. But a lady in our church, I don't know if you ever heard this testimony, she came up upon, you know, because it's raining so hard you can't see very far. And she all of a sudden came up on an accident on 380 south of Iowa City, if I remember right. Or maybe somewhere here on 380. And she came up on the accident, and there was no way. She said, it's too late, it's too close, she can't stop. The cars are right in front of her. And she said, Jesus! And the cars parted. She went right through them. Explain that one, Mr. Intellectual. You cannot explain things like that unless you accept the ministry of angels. Well, where is it in the Bible that angels move something? Well, how many examples do you want? Let me just give you one for your unbelieving mind.
Yeah, come on.
Who rolled the stone away from Jesus' tomb? They big, they bad. They can move cars. And probably a whole lot more. Hallelujah. It's not inherent in themselves. It's the glory of God on them. They're just like us. Without God, they're nothing. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. You and I need to focus on the unseen. Angels are spirit beings, and they're in the unseen realm. And so, but without, you know, this verse is telling us to walk by faith and focus on what we can't see by keeping our attention on the Word of God. You know, the Word of God tells you what's all in that realm.
Yes.
Even though you can't see angels, it tells you they're there.
Yes.
That's comforting to me.
Yes.
Don't mess with Pastor.
All right now.
Secret Service will all of a sudden pop out. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. The Word of God informs you of what is in that spirit realm waiting on your faith. I like that. Praise God. If you can see the invisible, you can do the impossible. There's no way. No, not in the natural. Faith makes use of the resources of that realm for the finishing of God's plan in this realm. Hallelujah. Woo, praise God. Now, let's just wrap this up. We're almost done for this morning. Have you ever thought about the fact, Psalm 91, it mentions angels, he'll give his angels charge over you. You need to go back up and see who you is. He'll give his angels charge over thee or you. Back up each verse, who's you? Okay, we'll back up. Go all the way back to the first verse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. This charge, angels are charged to care for everybody, but those who don't dwell in the secret place, the secret place is the presence of God. The secret place is the spirit realm. It's God's realm. And those who don't dwell there don't think much of what's there. Can you see what I'm talking about? He's referring to specific people who dwell in the secret place who get this activity of angels. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
The entire chapter is written to those who walk in the Spirit and live in the Spirit. For those who just live in the flesh, living in their own plans, doing their own thing, never thinking about spiritual things, never praying, never talking to God, never speaking and giving commands of faith, those people might not get all this. There might be things they don't escape. But that's not because God showed favoritism or anything. They just neglected. See, you can't take advantage of something you neglect. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You neglect your body by feeding it with fried foods, sugar, fat, chemicals, all that stuff.
Yeah.
There's going to be a day you can't take advantage of your body anymore.
Right.
In other words, you can't use it for what you need to do.
Right.
Same thing with angels.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He's just not talking to every believer that gets all these benefits. Thank God we're learning. Let's stand together. Learn to be more conscious of what's in the spirit realm there for your faith. In these last days, there's going to be signs and wonders. But some of those signs and wonders are going to be just some people that are untouchable. The devil throws this and he does that and he tries all sorts of stuff. And we just walk right through all of it. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Thank you for it. 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 Thank you. Say it out loud.
We receive
the ministry of angels to
assist our life,
accompany us,
defend us,
protect us,
assist us
as we walk in the plan of God.
In Jesus'
name.
How many of you know,
remember Jesus,
remember the devil came
and he said
to Jesus,
tempted him in Luke 4,
if you be
the Son of God,
cast yourself off the
pinnacle of the temple.
For it is written,
he'll give his angels charge.
See, the devil quoted
that verse.
He
was trying to get
Jesus,
that was a temptation,
to try to
tempt
God.
Remember,
he said, "Thou
shalt not tempt the Lord
thy God."
He was trying to get
Jesus to tempt God.
These things don't
work
outside of the
plan of God.
The
Amplified
says
he's given
his angels charge over
them to keep them in
all their ways of
obedience and
service.
What
if you're in
disobedience?
Let's not talk
about it. Let's just get
back in obedience.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember
Brother Copeland talking
about whenever
he decided
he wanted to, I guess
God told him to go to
Oral Roberts
University. He decided
he wanted to go somewhere else.
He's gotten
disobedience, got into that
accident.
Boy,
the price is too high
in disobedience.
Where were the
angels?
He wasn't in
obedience.
Now, that's not
talking doubt about him.
We got our own areas
where
amen.
We're kept
people.
Praise
be to God.
Praise
be to God.
Praise
be to God.
Praise
be to God.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
I'm
prompted. I'm
led.
I want to lay hands on.
I know we were a little late here
this morning, but
I want to lay hands
on.
I think I
might have done this recently.
Or is that somewhere else?
Everyone
who's 16
years of age
or younger.
I'm
supposed to right now.
I was
asking the Lord, what
did I just sense a
moment ago?
And I know
what it is now.
And I know
what it's for. So
if you're 16,
just make a line
up across the front.
Praise the
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
I know
Jesus
made the statement about
don't
cause a young one
to stumble or
whatever he said,
because their
angels,
their angel,
I think he said, it's
singular,
is ever
beholding the face
of my Father.
Children
have angels.
Children
have protection.
They've got,
honey, you want to
assist me?
Thank you,
Lord. Now,
these are your children.
So
you be in agreement
with us.
We're going to
charge the angels
over their life.
That
doesn't,
see, they're not,
the angels aren't going to
start
showing up
to accompany
them this morning. They're
already there. But
we're going to give a
command.
I just had a
prompting just a few
minutes ago. I sensed
some angels came in,
and I know what it's
for.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord.
Thank you, Father,
for each one of these
precious, precious
children.
Thank you,
Father.
We lay
hands on them in the
name of Jesus.
Not because
now completely
kept
by the ministry of the
angels
in the name of Jesus,
assisting
him
as he fulfills
that call
in the name
completely
kept,
completely
surrounded.
Angels, you
have been given charge,
and that
charge is to hearken
to our words.
We
give you the words,
surround this
one
and fully
manifest
all that you are
assigned to
assist her
in the
name
of Jesus.
We
give the angels
charge
to fully assist
him in all
that they're assigned to
his life for.
Fully assist
this young girl
for all
that the angels
are assigned
to assist her
in.
We believe that we
receive it.
Angels,
you are given charge
now
as the
word of faith
goes out. I know
the parents speak,
but Father,
we're as a church in agreement.
Our children are
kept by the power of God.
They're lifted up and kept from harm and danger from by the ministry of the angels. We lay hands on him. We thank you for the fullness of all the angels are assigned to his life to help him to finish. Finishing. Helping him finish it. He's not just starting, he's finishing. Thank you for finishing angels. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All that they're assigned to his life to do, to keep, protect, preserve, accompany, and bring everything that is the will of God to pass for him. In Jesus' name. We lay hands on you in the name of Jesus, assigning the angels to keep you, preserve you, and accompany you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We release the angels to you to fully take charge of all that you're assigned to do in life and assist with it in the name of Jesus. We assign the angels to assist you in Jesus' name. We assign the angels, cutting off wrong influences. Say, angels, you protect him from all those evil spirits and those other people in Jesus' name. Kept. Thank you, Father. He's kept. In Jesus' name. We lay hands on you, releasing the angels and all they're assigned to your life to do to take you all the way across the finish line. We release the angels. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. We release you in your assignment to assist him as he finishes the plan of God for his life. All those wrong influences are kept from him. All those wrong people are kept from him. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We lay hands on you to release and assign the angels to take you across the finish line of the plan of God for your life, keeping, protecting, and assisting you. We release Ola Bakite, Bambarosuke, Bambalakate. Take heed to what you watch and what you look at and what you put into your being, because it doesn't, the angels don't like it. The angels don't like it, and it's hindering their ministry. In the name of Jesus. Does that mean something to you? In the name of Jesus. Receive that, and the angels will assist you as you make that adjustment. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We lay hands on mom and on baby. Mashikia. Manzikia. Tokitea. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for that keeping, that protection. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We lay hands on these girls. Thank you. Oh, mamasiche, kikipefe, dombroguche. Angels, you're charged with their life to assist them, preserve them, and get them across the finish line of the plan that God has for their life. Thank you, they're kept all the days of their life. In Jesus' name. Thank you for the angels. We release them in their charge to hearken to the words he speaks. In the name of Jesus, we release them to assist him, take him across the finish line, and get all the plan that God has for her life done. In the name of Jesus. Ale bekiche, kinkolo brokste, festo kuteli, mramasakeye. Yeah, I know that, Lord. I know that. Those visitations have been there. Mashia. Yes, thank you. Much assistance for you to lay hold of. Masikete. I see that too, Father. Thank you. Thank you. A chosen one to operate in this realm by the Spirit. Thank you, Father. Satan, you're bound. Not a single force of darkness will touch her a day of her life. Ha, ha, ha. She's kept. Angels, your sister, take care across the finish line. All the way to done. Thank you, Father, for my precious Jude. Thank you, Father. We commission the angels. We come in agreement with the parents, mom and dad, and grandma, and all that have been believing God. We come in agreement with them for the full manifestation and assistance of the angelic realm. In Jesus' name. Charged with that charge to assist him. We charge you. Keep him. Preserve him. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Thank you, Father, for the full manifestation of all that those angels are to do and assist them. Get them across the finish line. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. All the way to done. All the way to finished. By the help and assistance of the angels. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Wow. Look at you. Come here. Father, we lay hands on him. We release the angels to fool you. Protecting. He's like me, Father. He just runs around and sometimes doesn't pay attention. Thank you for that time you preserved me from two accidents on three three-wheelers. And so, Father, that care of the angels over his life as well. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Fullness and fullness. Mastikia, pazetia, framastuke, pangalduria, prafastisha, kinkatonia, andande breve, sticky tedi. Full charge. Mom and Dad, give them full charge. Full charge. Full charge. All the angels going to assist you, carrying you, preserving you, protecting you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, yeah. Bakisitiya. Pangalti frebe. Yeah, I see that in his heart, Father. I see that in his heart. That desire. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That time he prays and talks to you about that. I know that, Father. Yes. Thank you. You honor his faith. You honor his faith in that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the angels and the assistance that she needs. Full assistance to get her across the finish line. All the way to done. Thank you, Father, for the full manifestation of the main ministry of angels. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We lay hands on him. Release the angels to minister as he's assigned to do. In the name of Jesus. We release the angels to assist this one to carry him across the finish line safely. Get it all done. The plan. The full plan. The full plan will be done with the help of the angels. In Jesus' name, we release the angels assigned to this young lady in the name of Jesus. Go and carry out your ministry. Carry out your ministry for this one, angels. We release you and commission you to bring the will of God to pass. Hi! We release you to commit. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Father. All the will of God will come to pass. All the will of God will come to pass. Now, thank you for the help of the angels. Thank you, Father. All the will of God will come to pass. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Is this for healing? Oh, okay. Father, we release the angels for Emily and Elena for the full manifestation of their ministry. That all that they are assigned to these girls to do, they will finish their course. We release them to bring all the will of God to pass so they get across the finish line and hear well done. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hey, big guy. Hey, big guy. You need help like I did when I was a boy. Father, we release the angels to assist him, care for him, protect him, preserve his life, and bring him across the finish line. All done. Fully done. All he's supposed to do, as well as this one, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. Amen. Well, it's a little different, but praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I love the children.
Thank you, Father.
They're precious to me. I will uphold them in victory. My hands hold them up. The angels keep them. I love the children. They're precious, precious to me. I love the children. They're precious to me. I will uphold them in total victory. So just give them to me. Put me first every day. I protect them. I keep them in every way. So just give them to me. Put me first every day. I will uphold them in every way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that's what the Spirit of God says about your children. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God. Remember Brother Hagin said he had a spirit of prayer come on him. And as he got into the spirit, he realized it was about his son who was over in Vietnam. Remember that? And he prayed it out. He didn't know all what it meant, but he prayed it out, got a note of victory. Got a letter from his son later and said he had been on a motorcycle trip. He had some time off. And they went up on a mountain, and the back tire, I think maybe both tires of the back tire, went over the edge of the cliff. Remember that? And they could see the skid marks where it went over. But it was brought back on. Remember that? That's the ministry of angels. That's what that is. That's the ministry of angels. Glory to God. Remember the Lord said to him, he said, now I could do that for you because you obeyed me in my plan. Wow, us parents, obeying God has a keeping effect on our children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God.